Today we're diving into how you can let go of anxiety. That funny feeling in the body, you know what I'm talking about? You kind of feel it in your solar plexus, in your heart. It kind of moves around into the different areas of the body and it just feels terrible. And it just goes on and on, these negative thoughts, stressing out, thinking about why is this happening, what's happening. That whole stress energy, anxiety energy, fear energy, discomfort energy within ourselves is really unhealthy for our body, but it also is not a good vibration from which to create. How can we manifest? We want to have a higher level vibration when we have all of this stuff spinning around within us. The feeling is everything. So today we're going to dive into a very unusual method. Maybe it's not that unusual, but most people don't do this to help release that anxiety, release those toxic emotions and situations so that you can manifest what you want in your life. I'm Michael McIntosh and I've been teaching and practicing meditation for 25 years, manifested all sorts of wonderful things in my life. I'm currently here on the North Shore of Kauai, one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And I'm sitting here, the fans are on, it's a little bit warm in the house. Just got back from the beach. And we're going to dive into this to help you experience that wonderful, peaceful feeling where you can fully relax, and then from that place everything else is so much easier. So to begin, let's just think about your vision. Tune into one thing you wish to manifest, wish to create. Think about a different experience or a different creation, different things in your life, different people. What would you love to experience? Just taking a nice gentle breath. And letting yourself gradually relax. And imagine that you walk through a golden portal, golden archway, into your beautiful vision where you feel so many things have changed and you look around and your life is different and better. And just notice how things are better and improved. Notice what is different around you, what you feel differently, what you hear that's different, what you see that's different. And just breathing that in and noticing yourself relax a little bit more. You can let yourself smile. And all is well. All is well. You have high vibrations. You're a great soul. Thank you for being here. So I wanted to share with you today a little experience that I had that I really feel can help you a lot. It's a strange experience I didn't expect. If you've listened to any of the other sessions, you might have heard me talk about how when we hold the vision of what we want in our life, all sorts of physical things start to change. And we have to go through these doorways, go through these challenges in order to come through the other end in a new reality. And, you know, most of the time, the human being that we are, the human animal, if you like, within us, that kind of human nature, likes to keep things the same, doesn't want to have any conflict, doesn't want to do anything that's discomforting and uncomfortable. And so this is why most people stay stuck. But when we really want to go for it and really want to change our lives, we have to face things. We have to go deeper and deeper into a higher state and into a new life and actually shift things practically. It's a fascinating roller coaster ride, a magical journey on the magic carpet. And we're not quite sure what's going to happen next, which is why life is so interesting. So one of the things that I've noticed personally is that in order to get something new, something old must be relinquished. In Vedic astrology, if there are omens, bad omens on someone's chart, right? Let's say they're having challenges and the astrologer looks at their chart. They say you have these bad omens, the omens of Rahu, the omens of Ketu. And how do you get rid of the omens? One of the main methods is to make a donation, to give something up. This is why they have sacrificial fires. The Vedas are full of these magic incantations. It's the oldest scripture in the world, oldest book, the Vedas. And they're magic incantations, and it's all about these fires, these sacrificial fires where they sacrifice things. Now, I'm not going to get into anything to do with the Vedas and all the details, but this principle of sacrificing something, giving something up, in order to get something new, is extremely powerful. So if you want something new, you have to get rid of something old. If you want to have a new house, you have to leave the old house. If you want to have a new relationship, you need to get out of the old relationship. If you want to go to a new place, you have to leave the old place. And what happens is we can get comfortable where we are and with our little comfort zone, and we don't want to get the new thing. We're not willing to let go. So that's why people say stay stuck. It's very easy to stay stuck because of comfort zone familiar issues. But the problem is we're often in an unhealthy situation, unhealthy thought patterns, unhealthy relationships, and that is preventing us from manifesting the next level in our life. The new things we want are only going to come when we are willing to relinquish and release the old. And what that means practically, in many, many cases, is having an honest and difficult conversation. It might be having an honest conversation with ourselves about what's really going on, being really honest about something that isn't right and making a decision to give something up, to let it go. I'll give a very practical example. Many of my clients have had breakup issues, right? Or they've, I'll give one story, I might mention this before. One of my clients had all these issues with men, right? And she said, you know, I keep getting in these weird relationships and I want to find someone who I really resonate with. And I can't find the right person. And I, you know, talked to her more and I said, you know, you might want to do a space clearing where you clear stuff out of your house. And she said, all right, I'll try it out. And one of the things she had in her house was her wedding dress. Her fiancé stood her up and they never got married, but she kept the wedding dress and it's in her cupboard, right? It was there, right? So when she opened it up, it was there like on the side. That's old energy, right? And when she was willing to give that up, she might have just given it away or sold it or whatever. Then she started attracting new relationships, better relationships, because she was willing to let go of that attachment. But she hadn't been willing to have that conversation with herself and really look at these things. So it was all this stuff stuffed away in the cupboard. And this is what we do. We have so many things stuffed away in different places and different relationships we're tolerating and putting up with and people complaining. And we kind of just put up with it. But in order for you to get what you want, we need to release something to open up for the new things to come to you. Otherwise, where's the space? So I had a situation with someone who I've been working with for a while, and it just wasn't a win-win situation. The key thing in any relationship is it should be win-win. You win and they win, or no deal. Many situations are a compromise where people are tolerating the situation. It's not really what I want, and the other person's like, yeah, it's not really what I want either, but we're just going to kind of try and put up with it. But that's actually holding both people back in an unhealthy pattern. So I actually had to have the hard conversation to say, this isn't working, we need to stop this relationship and move on, to go our separate ways. Because it's just not a win-win. It's not a win for either of us, right? It's a lose-lose. And I've been putting that off and putting up with it and thinking, you know, things will get better and, you know, just making do with things and just not thinking about it. But once I actually had that conversation and got clear about what it needed to happen, I was at the beach today and I was just lying down in the under the trees having a nap. And I was just noticing within myself that I felt the most pristine peace, deep, deep peace in myself that I haven't felt for a very long time. And I do a lot of meditation, and I think I feel relaxed, and people who meet me feel relaxed, and people who listen to the sessions feel relaxed. So I'm overall a very peaceful person anyway. But this situation had been disturbing me on some level. And because I hadn't dealt with it, there was this unresolved thinking and unresolved emotions and unresolved stuff spinning around within me. And once I finally dealt with that, it was just absolutely amazing the level of pristine and profound peace that just washed, I feel it right now, completely washed over everything. I'm just like, oh my God, this is how life is supposed to be. That anxiety, that subtle stress, that subtle worry. And what I did is I had a very honest conversation. I didn't talk to the person directly. I sent a bunch of messages because it's hard to make time to meet people. I'll probably will have another conversation in person. But just getting clear on things, right? Sometimes we have to meet personally, sometimes we send messages, but we just need to get clear on what it is that's not working and what we need to do. When we set the standard for ourselves, win-win or no deal, win-win or no deal, you're not going to put up with a situation that's a lose for you and a lose for the other person, or a win for you and a lose for the other person, or a lose for you and a win for them. Unless it's win-win, then it's better to have no deal. In other words, move on. Don't engage with the person in that way, because only win-win situations lead to lasting success. Everything else is a compromise and it's holding everyone back from reaching their potential. So if you're feeling anxiety and stress, you know, there's loads of people who give you all sorts of advice about this, right? And there's books about it, and there's lots of medication about it, and there's CBD and cannabis and psychedelics, and, you know, it just goes on and on and on, right? And some of that stuff can help. But on a deeper level, what is likely happening is there are some unresolved situations in your life that really need to be addressed and resolved. And often it's just relationship issues. Relationship causes most of the anxiety. Now, this might not solve everyone's anxiety problems. There's all sorts of unusual and complicated anxieties about all kinds of things. Life is complicated. But it's well worth, if you're having anxiety and stress, just addressing the things that are unresolved. When you have unresolved stressful relationship issues that are spinning around in your head and you haven't dealt with them and they've been going on and on and on and on and it's not a win-win situation, that might be the cause of nearly all your anxiety, or at least a big chunk of it. And even if it got rid of 95% of your anxiety, at least that's a massive upgrade. Even if it got rid of half the anxiety, that's still half of it gone. Right, and it takes courage to do this. It's easy to try and avoid these things and, oh, I don't want any conflict. Especially if you're younger. I'm only 44 and I don't particularly look very old either. So like, I don't think of myself as an old person. But when I meet people who are like in their 20s or teenagers or even in their 30s, right? Because of the society and because of like don't offend anyone and cell phones and people not talking to each other as much and the whole technology and the whole society, many, many younger people are terrified of conflict, but it's causing them anxiety. I mean, this happens to people at any age, by the way, but I'm just saying extra compassion if you're younger and you haven't had the experience. You know, when people were going through the war and going through like really rough times in previous generations, they had to deal with a lot more, you know, conflict. So they kind of got used to a lot of stuff. But we're in a situation where people try not to offend anyone, try not to say anything that might upset somebody and all this stuff. And what it leads to is this unresolved stuff because of fear of conflict. And that fear of conflict is leading to stress and anxiety. It's not getting rid of it, it's making it worse. Because things that remain unresolved keep us up at night. They have our mind spinning around, and our mind has an effect on our emotions. So it just goes on and on. How can we manifest this beautiful, peaceful life we want if in the present there's all this unresolved stuff that we haven't looked at? And I'm not saying this is easy to do. I'm not saying this is pleasant to do. This is actually going the opposite way that we would normally do. We normally go towards pleasure and away from pain. You know, oh my God, this is stressful. Let me go towards pleasure. Let me go and eat something. Let me go and take some substances to feel better, right? But it turns out that when you face the dragon directly and you go towards the challenge and you actually deal with the challenge, on the other side of that is the profound peace that we're actually looking for. And what helped me to do this, and I've done this sort of thing in other situations in my life as well, is that whatever is going to happen is going to happen anyway. What does that mean? It means that people are on a certain trajectory in life. People are on a direction, you know, like a plane. The plane is going towards a certain place. The train is going towards a certain place. It's going in a direction, right? And it's going to end up there one way or the other. So sometimes the direction that you want to go and the direction other people in your life want to go is just not aligned. You're not going to the same place. So all you're going to do is pull each other away from your own destination, or they'll pull you away, you pull them away. So it's not an aligned relationship. The best relationships are where you are connected with people who you support them, they support you, and there's an aligned connection. It's a win-win situation, right? When it isn't like that, you're kind of actually compromising and pulling each other away the whole time. And this applies to personal relationships, business relationships, friendships, every kind of connection. This is why people want to work with companies that are aligned with their values. You know, if someone works for some, you know, petrol company, right? gasoline company and that's not their values, then they're not going to feel aligned at work, right? Selling a bunch of gas, what difference is that going to make? It's not resonant, right? So people want to work with businesses that are doing something meaningful that they believe in, right? So what to do about this practically? I'm giving you kind of a really hard thing to do here, and I recognize it's hard and I appreciate your courage. If you want to do it, you don't have to do anything. You could just say, that's great, Michael, thank you very much, what's next, right? But I'm telling you this from my heart because I care about you. And my own experience recently and my own experience over many, many years is that when I face things directly and just get it taken care of and deal with the consequences, it leads to pristine peace. It leads to the joy coming back. If you're not feeling that joy in your heart, that enthusiasm, that excitement to get out of bed in the morning and have a great life, it's probably because there's these unresolved things that are just lingering about. And when that gets cleaned, then we can actually thrive. We can live again, like we get our energy back. It's fantastic. You're like, yay, I'm alive. This is wonderful. Here we are, isn't this magical, right? Look at everything. It's great, right? That energy comes back. We go, wonderful. Let me get up early. This is great. What else do I have to do? It's fantastic. But when we're feeling that anxiety and stress and putting up with things and tolerating things and just taking it on and just keeping, we feel dead. We feel drained. We feel tired. We want to distract ourselves. We want to watch movies. We want to just get away from everything. But we're not living, right? Living means to deal with life. So practically speaking, if you feel that anxiety, that stress, that subtle stress, you might not call it anxiety. You might just call it a weird feeling or just negative thoughts, or you're kind of thinking too much. Just think, where is it coming from? Who is it coming from? And have a look at your relationships. Are you in unaligned relationships? It might be with yourself, might be with other people. If it's with yourself, the certain things you're doing, when you stop doing them, you might need to get a coach, therapist, get some help to get help with that, right? But when you get the help you need and you change that relationship with yourself, how you talk to yourself or what you're eating or what you're doing, then you'll come alive like that. But today we're mainly focused on other people and unhealthy situations. One thing that I'm doing nowadays more and more and more is I say to everyone I work with and I connect with, is this a win-win situation? I want it to be a win-win or no deal. Like if it's not a win for you and for me, I would rather we don't engage in this thing. Right? Because it's only going to lead to suffering and disappointment. And that's not what life's about. There's no need. We have choices, right? There are billions and billions of people. You can definitely create some sort of win-win situation with somebody in that context, whatever it is. If not that person, then somebody else. Everyone is our family. This is a whole world family. Everyone is a spiritual being. So you have this massive, massive global family of spiritual beings, human beings. They're all family. We're all one big family. So they're all your family, right? Why are we so caught up in these handful of people around us? So if you want to go for this, have a good look at any of these things. You probably know, if you're listening to this and you're like, I definitely know what you're talking about here. There's this one person. It's probably one person, could be two people. You might have to go through some discomfort. You might have to go through some stressful situations temporarily. You might have to have those hard conversations. You might have people shouting and screaming at you temporarily. I've had situations in the past where I've said stuff and people completely lose it. And I have to listen to all their complaining and you know, because it was not healthy. And then they overcome it and then they move on and then it's all good, right? People get over things. But not dealing with it is deadly. And I'm sure it leads to diseases as well. So not only does it not feel good, not only does it destroy our joy, but it also leads to health problems. And how can we manifest if that is the fundamental energy we have? we're fundamentally in this unhealthy place, how are we going to, from there, create this infinitely beautiful reality that we want? So, hopefully this is useful. What it comes down to is having that hard conversation, getting very, very clear on what do you want, what do you need. Be really honest with people. If a relationship is worth keeping, then people can handle having those hard conversations. As far as I'm concerned, if I can't have a hard conversation with someone and come out the other end, it's a bad sign. Right? If you can't speak your truth to somebody who is close to you, what are you doing with that person, right? They're not aligned. You should be able to speak your heart and soul with somebody and they listen to you and they speak what they think and back and forth and you make it work. Or you don't make it work. But if we're unable to actually even discuss things that are meaningful to us with somebody, we have to keep putting up with stuff, something not right about it. And the good news is that on the other side of that is a whole range of new opportunities, new possibilities, new people, new situations, new and better upgrades for everyone. And everyone wins. It's not, you're not being selfish. This is good for everyone involved. So wishing you all the courage you need to do this, if you want to do it. May you have the courage and may you feel the profound, profound peace that comes out of the other end of this. Afterwards, you walk through the door and a beautiful wave of deep, deep peace will wash through your whole being like you've never felt. Deep, deep peace, relaxation, and you will sleep so peacefully and wake up feeling excited about life. So congratulations in advance. Hopefully this has been helpful. Sending you lots of love. Have a beautiful day.